This is Eleanor White with a Mind Control Minute titled, What is Mind Control? The term mind control has many meanings. For example, advertising, subliminal advertising, hypnotic self-help, or government propaganda. However, the type of mind control I'm going to describe here is currently and increasingly happening to at least thousands of innocent citizens worldwide. It is sometimes referred to as psychoelectronic mind control. Apparently growing out of earlier government mind control research programs such as MKUltra and government suppression of dissent programs such as COINTELPRO, today's mind control is covert, finely crafted, around-the-clock harassment perpetrated against citizens living in their homes and communities. This harassment is greatly enhanced by very advanced electronics, which can produce a wide variety of painful and debilitating symptoms silently from a distance, leaving no trace evidence. Along with electronically applied pain, sleep deprivation, dissolution of memory, and other mind-body effects, there is frequent entry into the home, car, and workplace of the chosen victim. Sabotage of property, thefts, and dirtying of premises are common. Electrical appliances are made to fail far sooner than their normal life. Unusual noise from neighbors is common. Destruction of family and other relationships by way of lies, bribes, and threats is a goal of the non-electronic phase of today's mind control. One mind control victim is also an adept remote viewer. She was able to view each of her local harassers and describe to them in formal letters what they were doing to disrupt her life. In these formal letters, she outlined the penalties for the crimes which were being committed against her by local harassers. This actually stopped most of the harassment. One insight she was able to give us was that there are church members who actually feel they are angels left behind so they can straighten people out so they can come to the Lord. Of course, these zealously religious angels are not only acting based on lies, they are themselves committing serious crimes. Other public service groups and agencies were part of the remotely viewed local harassment team. When serious lies are used to cause carefully scripted harassment and electronics are used to destroy the target's faculties, the target's life is virtually worthless. In almost all cases, once the harassment starts, it continues for life. Destruction of the chosen victim's ability to earn a living is a long-term component of this type of mind control. Sabotage of work and company property in the victim's custody are used. As with friends and family, lies are used to secure the cooperation of the victim's co-workers. Memories necessary for the victim to carry out assigned work are electronically suppressed. Fatigue and symptoms of illness are often used to reduce the effectiveness of the victim as an employee. In my own case, I had to resign from my last engineering job in 2000 as the electronic fatigue, confusion, and artificial illness symptoms, as well as non-stop sabotage of equipment and software I was responsible for, had reached the point where I was no longer worth my salary. So I can tell you, the listener, that mind control, as being covertly practiced today, is real. And if a survey of 12,000 North Americans in April of 2002 is any indication, may be affecting as many as 1%, or 3 million, of the roughly 300 million North Americans. This is Eleanor White reporting.